KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The Spectacular Now is a movie of uns. Unforced, unhurried, unpretentious. It's also a bit under-dramatized, but this story of adolescence on the brink of adulthood is refreshingly unlike the overheated features that define the genre. The kids at the story's center are so appealing that you want only the best for both of them. The hero is a high school senior named Sutter Keeley. He's played by Miles Teller. Sutter is a charming swaggerer given to swigging from a hip flask. He likes to think of himself as the life of an endless party until he's jilted by his golden girlfriend. Teller takes surprisingly zestful command of his first leading role. He's more of a surprise than Shailene Woodley, who'd already made a quietly remarkable feature debut 2 years ago as the older daughter in The Descendants. This time she plays Amy Finicky, a classmate of Sutter's who discovers him sprawled on her front lawn after a night of heavy boozing. If you found her previous performance as affecting as I did, you'll be glad to know that she's all the more so in a role that puts a premium on her gift for sweet guilelessness. They're a perfectly mismatched pair, these two. Sutter's devotion to living in the now conceals how deeply he's mired in the moment and how terrified he is of looking beyond it. "This is the youngest we're ever going to be," Sutter says exuberantly, but he's perilously immature and clearly headed for a fall. Amy, by contrast, gives Nice a good name. She's grounded in her own now, even if she's socially challenged and still has her dreamy side. You're touched by her naivete when she talks of her dreams at a family dinner. "My husband and I," she says, "will live on a horse ranch, and I'll work for NASA." At the same time, though, there's reason to suspect that this smart and centered young woman could pull it off. The Spectacular Now was directed by James Ponsoldt from a screen adaptation by Scott Neustadter and Michael H. Weber. They're the writers who came to prominence 4 years ago through their debut feature script for 500 Days of Summer. That film, as far as I was concerned, was more about style than substance, a dissection of a relationship that wasn't all that promising in the first place. This new film sometimes falls into simplistic psychologizing. Sutter's shriveled sense of himself is tied awfully tightly to his having been abandoned by his father. Yet the script is genuinely felt and enhanced by the expert direction, expert and elastic, a directorial style that accommodates the flamboyance of Sutter's partying and the delicacy of his early encounters with Amy. The pace is leisurely, but the narrative generates suspense from Amy's vulnerability and Sutter's heedlessness. We know what a treasure she is, but does he? A good question posed by a good movie. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW in a couple of weeks with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.